Montreal Chanteuse Martha Wainwright right there with her song Sometimes. That's off of her most recent album, Love Will Be Reborn. Hey, 2 weeks ago, we did something special and unique here on Girly So Groovy. It truly was like a two-hour mixtape with a common theme running through the whole episode. It was songs named after people. So every song title was a name. Martha Wainwright was included in that episode 2 weeks ago with her song Francie, the song she wrote about her daughter. If you missed that episode or just want to listen again, remember you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. All you have to do is go to the website mixcloud.com. mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. In addition to the names episode, because we took a summer break, actually, you can still find the Pride episode as well back in June. That's available. mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. In the middle, it is new music from an artist that I am thrilled to share with you here on the program. Billy Nomates, three albums in, and UK musician Billy Nomates is finally making her Girly So Groovy radio debut with her latest album, Metal Horse. Billy Nomates is a singer-songwriter who channels post-punk, folk, and pop into refreshingly honest songwriting about being resilient. It's funny for somebody who took on the moniker Nomates, so think of, in North American terms, no friends, but then to write an album all about being resilient. Billy Nomates with the song The Test. We'll be featuring her more here on Girly So Groovy with future episodes because that album is just that good. And then kicking off the set, it is The Weather Station. In fact, kicking off the second hour here on the program. The Weather Station's newest album is Humanhood. We heard the song Neon Signs. Okay, speaking of new music, the beguiling cabaret rock inspired band Lucius have a new album out. We have been featuring it on Heavy Rotation here on Girly So Groovy. But it was the album Good Grief back in 2016 when they released that album. That is when they won me over. So I thought, I'm hankering to kind of go back in time a bit. So a little bit of, it's not, I'm not calling it old in any way. It's just 2016. But something from the catalog from Lucius right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I had a dream where you were standing there with a gun up to my head. You were asking how it felt, to which I said, I cannot lie, there is a tingling down my spine. You have revenge, I'll have it too. What's mine is yours and yours is mine. Then you laughed, you said I was a poet, and you loved my use of words. We had better get a move on, or they'll find us. My heartbeat didn't get a moment. It was racing up the hill, we could be doomed. Times after us, fear after time. mention me.
So in the first hour of Girly So Groovy, we featured Tom Tom Club, an offshoot of the Talking Heads. And here we now have an incredible Talking Heads cover. Talking Heads song, This Must Be the Place, covered by Norah Jones and Bad Bad Not Good, teaming up to be part of the recent Talking Heads tribute album. Everyone's getting involved. A tribute to Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense is the name of the album. In the middle, a voice that I have been excited to share with you here on the program for a number of episodes now. For the past 3 years, Toronto artist Saya Gray has released 3 fearlessly freaky EPs, best described as genre-mashing music. And it's with the same wild spirit that Saya Gray approaches her debut album. As a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist, she delivers a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. I have a feeling you will be seeing Saya Gray on many best of album lists at the end of the year. I think if you're a fan of acts like Biba Doobie or Grace Ives, Jessica Hoop, or Nilufer Yanya, Lucius, Norah Jones, you're going to find something you love about Saya Gray. And then speaking of Lucius, that's how we started the set. Going back to their 2017